And he just said watershed time. Of course, you know, okay. And so we looked it up and started to figure out. I knew a little bit about what a watershed was, living in the mountains and everything. I thought, okay, watershed, water coming down, and it has some particular properties. But what I found out is it was an area or a ridge that separates waters that are flowing to different rivers, basins. It's a divide. So we're in a time, I believe, when the Lord is having events and periods that are marking a turning point in a course. And this seems to be the theme, is for it's forever changed. Because if you picture a ridge and you picture water coming, and then it starts to go down over rocks and over different areas, it will, say it gets to a big rock, it will take two different courses or three different courses. It won't just come down all at once. And so it's a turning point in the course of action or a state of affairs. It's a milestone. It's a landmark. It's a turning point. It marks an important time, often with historical change. We've seen a lot of things in the past couple of years that have changed everything we ever depended on, like in government and in institutions and so forth. So there's historical change going on. It's a critical turning point in time where everything changes and it won't ever be the same again. It's not like we're going to go back to status quo. It's a dividing line where it's important to know that we'll have choices to make. And these kind of choices are not something we can pick up later and do something different. These are choices that are permanent choices. And it will make us experience effects, profound effects, later on. So what we're choosing now and what we're depending on now, what we're turning to now, what we're opening our mind to now, is going to make profound difference later on. It's a division point. It's a moment where our paths are fixed. There's some things about this that is crucial in these choices, in that we're not going to get the chance. I know God forgives and brings us repentance and he gives us chances. But these are choices that's going to set us on a course in the church and in the world. And it can't be reversed. So I guess the thing that I've come to on that, and this was in January, it happened to be the day after my granddaughter's funeral, but what he had, and the reason I'm bringing that up is because there are many things in many lives that have been that serious and that have that much gravity. Things that can never be changed now, again. And what he has said in Hosea 2, it says that we are to be sown into the earth as seed. And so we're to sow what has ravaged us in the past time, while he is bringing an outpouring, that nothing is wasted, that all glory goes to him. To not let the fruit from the outpouring be a snare of pride. It's his, Father David said, it's not about us. And it's been said through the years that it's not about us. Joel 2:28 says, an outpouring on all mankind unto a tremendous harvest of souls. We're to look to that. Not prideful ownership on any worker's behalf. Just get out of God's way or get run over. Because it's coming. All glory to him. All dependence on him. And in the meantime, there's such a sweet wooing of his spirit with us. We need to sit still and listen to this and be aware that he's not coming on like the captain of the host always. He's coming on as a sweet spirit to woo us, to make us closer with him than we've ever been, for his purposes that are coming.
Amen.